Tokyo got the Olympics, but in another big money competition, New York seems to have beat Hong Kong. From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Global Perspective on Business and Economics. Alibaba is a kind of Amazon.com, but based in China. The e-commerce giant, founded by entrepreneur Jack Ma, wants to sell stock to the public. He was the guy who retired at 48, saying he was too old to run an internet company. This morning, there's news its negotiations to do that on the Hong Kong exchange have broken down, and now Alibaba is ramping up to do its initial stock offering in New York instead. The BBC's Linda Yu has been following the story. Good morning.
Good morning.
Give me a sense of why Alibaba is switching the initial public offering to New York.
The founder, Jack Ma, he wants to be like Mark Zuckerberg. He wants to be a minority shareholder. You don't control most of the votes, but you get to control the company. Hong Kong doesn't allow it, but New York does.
Now, there are a couple of other name brand companies that have big stakes in Alibaba and therefore really want this IPO to succeed so they can get richer.
I think you're referring to Yahoo. Yahoo has a big stake in Alibaba. And I think one of the things to certainly watch for is whether or not Alibaba, wherever it IPOs, has a valuation that sticks. Because, you know, it's a big company, the world's biggest e-commerce company. But we've all seen what happens after an IPO like Facebook. You can get it quite wrong, and then you get a lot of egg on your face, especially for other shareholders which are already there, like Yahoo.
Yahoo was the big one that I was thinking of. And also, apparently, Japan's SoftBank is another big one that is watching this very, very closely.
Yeah, indeed. And one of the other things to watch for is when Jack Ma does – well, of course, he's stepping back. He's not the CEO, Jonathan Liu is, but Jack Ma, I think, is pretty much in the driving seat. So will he be able to buy out some of Yahoo? SoftBank presumably still be in there. So I think this IPO has a lot more at stake than just the valuation. It's about the future governance of this huge company and the role these other investors will play in the future.
The BBC's Linda Yu. Linda, thank you.
Thank you.
Moving on to the slug, alms for the not-so-poor. For the first time since the Great Depression, private U.S. companies can advertise when they're trying to raise money, not to everyone, but to millionaire investors, Marketplace's Sabri Benishore reports.
Surrounded by boxes of pickles, beets, and okra, Rick Field samples his product in his warehouse-like office.
Well, this is our new KO pickles. Kosher, organic, K for kosher, O for organic. Pickles, which we're launching as we speak right now.
Rick's Picks is now enjoying a freedom private companies haven't had for 80 years, the freedom to ask the public for investment. He's looking to raise more than $1 million.
So we're going to start working on our own website and then spread naturally out from there into social media.
Rick's Picks has already set up a web page with Circle Up. It's a company that connects private firms with accredited investors. Those are people who are worth $1 million or more. Rory Eakin is Circle Up's COO.
Only accredited investors can invest. So it's not very cost effective for startups to have a large advertising campaign.
That may change, though. Mass marketing could start next year when regulators are expected to let private companies ask any American for investment. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.
Now let's do the numbers. The FT 100 index in London is down 0.2% right now. Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ futures are all down slightly at the moment. We haven't forgotten that what is arguably the most powerful financial policy job in the world remains unfilled after January. Former Treasury Secretary Lawrence Summers took himself out of the running for Federal Reserve Chairman the other day. He was worried about the confirmation fight. Marketplace regular and Fortune magazine senior editor-at-large Alan Sloan bumped into someone else who might want the job. Good morning, Mr. Sloan.
Good morning, David.
So the White House hasn't said who they would really like to run the Federal Reserve, but a lot of talk about one name, Janet Yellen, who's the current vice chair. And you've actually bumped into her?
Right. In the spring, there was a business writers convention, and I got to spend a whole bunch of time with her. And in person, she's a lot funnier and nicer than the public personality that you read about.
The two of you have something in common?
Right. Well, she comes from Brooklyn and she has an accent. I, of course, have no accent whatever.
Yeah, I had no idea you're from Brooklyn. So when you're sitting there next to Janet Yellen, who might end up holding the most powerful economic policy position in the world, did you get a sense that she was very concerned about a healthier economy?
Oh, yeah, very much so. And I asked her the question I've been dying to ask the Fed, which was, all of your low interest rate things are great in theory, but there are a whole lot of people, especially retirees, who were used to getting 4% and 5%, and now suddenly they're getting nothing. What do you think of that? And her answer wasn't a bad answer.
The reason we think it's in the best interest of the economy overall is because we think it's a way to stimulate a faster economic recovery. And we think that that's going to be good for virtually everyone in the economy, even including those who are suffering from low returns on their CDs.
You know, interest rates are very, very low. It's very hard to get a meaningful amount of income from your saved capital.
And the current Federal Reserve vice chairperson seems sensitive to this.
Yeah. Well, she gave it an answer, and it's a coherent answer. And in person, she's much better at explaining things than in her speeches, where she defaults to Fed speak and economic ease.
And maybe part of the job is to be able to speak that special version of ancient Greek. Alan, thank you.
My pleasure.
Alan and Janet Yellen's appearance was on C-SPAN, by the way. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.